podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
I'm Sam Keir, host of Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. For the past 12 months, I've been talking to T20 star David Visa, getting his take from behind the scenes at the IPL, the 100 and the rest of the world's biggest leagues.
That's the Tony Review system, Diogo. There's no ways in my mind that was up.
These guys don't know how to win at this stage.
He had his driver pick him up in his Bentley.
People start chanting your name. You kind of have to pinch yourself.
Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sport Social.
We all take on different roles every day. One minute you're a parent, the next a chef, or a driver. That's why the Volvo XC40 Recharge is designed to be as versatile as you are. It's fully electric and includes a 360-degree camera, Google built-in, and more. Contact your local retailer to learn more or visit volvocars.com/US. The Volvo XC40 Recharge, for every you. Some equipment optional. Google is a trademark of Google LLC.
Hello and welcome to the 5-year plan, Palace for Life, Marathon March 2021, pod special. Well played, lads. We are a little bit out of breath here. We just walked up a challenging hill, didn't we, JD? How are you feeling?
It's great. Great timing to start the podcast, Rob, after we've all just climbed a massive hill.
Well,
out of breath as three middle-aged men.
We had people in the build-up to this suggest that it's not actually that hard and, you know, it should be training harder. But the reality of it is, I walk probably a few hundred miles a year, more than that even. You didn't do very much training, but you're quite a fit and healthy individual, aren't you?
Well, thank you for saying that. Am I? This year I did absolutely zero training, which is the first year I've done that. And I think I might have been a little bit overconfident, because last year I was running during lockdown, and so I got to the march on the day, and I don't know if you remember, I breezed through it. I felt so good. Drove home, no problem from Selhurst. Played football for my Sunday team the next day. Honestly, felt so good. And so this year, I was like, I'll be fine. And we're about 7 miles in now. I feel terrible. My back, it really hurts. So yeah, this is going to be very interesting. I would say, to whoever's saying that it's not difficult. One, who let Julian Chenery comment on this? And two, it's very difficult. It's really hard.
Jesse, how are you feeling?
It's a bit dank. It's really, very, a lot of moisture in the air. Really, really muggy. We just walked through a field and it felt like we were in First World War. So we're just hoping it gets a little bit lighter in the air, because it's just been a bit moist, isn't it, Rob?
It's been a typical kind of autumn British weather setting, hasn't it? And we all had this hope that the sun would come out and that the fog would lift, but it hasn't. And it's just been, I mean, it's just not been very comfortable, but it's been better than raining, to be fair. And yeah, I think last year it was worse than this, wasn't it?
Yeah, what's been nice is they've flipped the course round. So we've gone through the nice scenic part through Shirley Hills, Addington, now making our way towards Bromley to the training ground area for lunch. So they're doing the nice bit first and the sort of slightly more urban and sort of cityscape for the second half. So looking forward to getting back to Selhurst already. But yeah, it's been great. Brighty's here, he's in good spirits, and I think you guys had a little call with Eddie Izzard, didn't you?
We did, didn't we, JD? It was nice to have a chat with him. He's in Toronto, isn't he? It kind of shows Eddie Izzard is someone who just she loves the club, doesn't
yeah.
she? So
yeah.
she really the fact that she's doing it from Toronto is just a sign of kind of person that she is.
Yeah, so for context, for anyone that isn't aware of what the Marathon March is, it's a marathon length, a 26.2 miles walk around South London, organised by the Palace for Life Foundation. So they've mapped out this great route around South London, starting at Selhurst, ending at Selhurst. Fifth year of doing it, and it's raising money for Palace for Life Foundation. We've already, by the way, at this point in the day, raised 2.5 grand, which is amazing. So thank you to everyone that's donated. It's incredible. We're aiming for 3K, hopefully, so we'll keep putting that link out on Twitter. And if you're listening now and you want to donate, it's justgiving.com/fundraising/FYP Marathon March 2021. Please do donate, because Palace for Life Foundation does some great work, and I've actually during lockdown done incredible work with a lot of people locally who have obviously struggled during lockdown. But anyway, so that's the context. So Eddie is in Toronto currently. So Eddie got up at 3 a.m. because we started at 8 a.m. So that's, of course, 3 a.m. in Toronto. So Eddie was up at 3 a.m. walking the streets of Toronto. And we had a video call with her. And she's in a palace top, walking the streets. No one else there. Showed us Lake Ontario, which looked absolutely beautiful and serene. And is doing the marathon as we are. I think she's doing it a bit quicker, probably. It looked like she was jogging, whereas we are walking. So she'll be finished before we do. But yes, that shows the kind of commitment that she has to this foundation. And obviously everyone, all of us here that are doing it as well. So, you know, we're here to raise money. And yes, it's tiring. And we will moan for the next 18 point whatever miles. But we're raising money for Palace for Life, which is great. And, you know, I'm sure you can hear the boys in the background, Kevin and Andy there. So I'm sure we're chatting a bit. There's great camaraderie. We're having a laugh. And yeah, and that's why we're here. We do it every year, and yeah, that's about it, really.
We should talk a little bit about how positive last year's Marathon March was, given that it was in the middle of all that lockdown business. It was prior to going into a further lockdown for around Christmas time. For me, it really helped to lift my spirits. It really kind of, it was a break from the monotony, wasn't it? And how was it for you, Jesse? It was special, wasn't it?
Absolutely. The timing was incredible, just sort of getting out and doing something other than seeing your own square mile, which is to get around again and just see something else. So it was really good timing, and just to see everyone again. And we were obviously forced to do it in a bubble of five or six as well, so it means we just talked about Palace all day. It's like, it could have been a podcast for 8 hours, but we would not wish that upon the listeners. This year, I think it's great.
It's
timing.
It's back to sort of what it was, isn't it?
It is, but I think it's good timing in another sense. You know, there's a lot of people struggling out there, and I think that the foundation probably going to be able to help more people than it probably ever thought it needed to. So I think it's great timing in terms of the sort of cause that we're trying to raise money for and the purpose that they're there for. You know, the shelves are bare and Christmas is looking a little bit challenging. Yeah. So no time like the present to be doing something like this.
And if it's challenging, absolutely. if it's challenging for the norm, you know, for people who are actually able to manage for themselves, it's going to be more difficult for people who have difficulty, and that's where Palace for Life are stepping in. And you know, they showed that last year, didn't they? During the pandemic, when they helped, you know, fed the elderly and the homeless, and provided care and comfort to Palace Kitchen. Providing care and comfort to young South Londoners, guidance to youth, to youth in the area, and intervention to try and prevent them from kind of falling into the trap of crime and criminality, and that is there are so many things that Palace for Life touch upon. It's one of those things that we're doing is literally just walking 26.2 miles, but what they're doing is so much more significant, isn't it?
Well, and it's one of the reasons I think that we are so proud of this football club. You know, we've got a great football club, and we've got a great foundation attached to it, doing, as you said, incredible work. And as Jesse said, timely work, incredibly timely work, really, at the moment. So, and it's, I think, you know, this is a fun day out, really. Yeah, I mean, my back hurts already, and my legs are going to hurt tomorrow. But it's a nice day out with our mates chatting about football. And if that's a tiny way we can help out, well, then that's glorious, really. So we're very lucky to be able to do it. And yeah, and I think they're aiming for I think they've raised 50k already, and they're aiming for 70k, which is obviously eminently doable. So please do donate.
And proof, if ever it was needed, that football is not just a game. I think everybody wants to do more, everyone wants to feel like they can contribute more. They just need to be given the reason to do it. And I think something like this comes along, you know, that it's just an extension of the community you're already in. You're just trying to expand upon it and do more. So encourage people to sort of sign up next year, why not? And JD, you haven't walked into a tree yet, so as just per tradition, let's try and do that.
Having said that, Jesse, we're talking about tradition. We did get lost already in the first couple of K, didn't we? In that hill, they're reversing the route this week, yeah. So we went up through those hills. I don't know where it is exactly, but we went the wrong way. I'm blaming Rob because he was technically supposed to be on the map, but went the wrong way. But again, that's tradition for us.
Hi, dog. Hello. We're seeing a lot of dogs around here, aren't we? It's nice to one of the nice things that you get to see. So, I'm not going to take responsibility for that. That was Streety who was doing the GPS.
You're just saying that because he's not here to defend himself.
I know, and being a lawyer, I'm sure he'll raise that issue later on. There's a reason why you say stuff about Andy when he's not within earshot.
Also, because he never listens to the podcast. So.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, we're gonna keep walking. We're gonna see if there's anyone else that wants to have a chat with us. Join us in part two, where hopefully we have someone else that we can talk to.
take on different roles every day. One minute you're a parent, the next a chef, or a driver. That's why the Volvo XC40 Recharge is designed to be as versatile as you are. It's fully electric and includes a 360-degree camera, Google built-in, and more. Contact your local retailer to learn more or visit volvocars.com/US. The Volvo XC40 Recharge, for every you. Some equipment optional. Google is a trademark of Google LLC.
Ready to go the extra mile in a Volvo mild hybrid SUV this summer? No plug-in required. Whether you go to the mountains this summer, the ocean, or somewhere in between, Grandma! Volvo mild hybrid technology adds to a more refined driving experience so you can summer safely. Contact your local retailer to learn more or visit volvocars.com.
Welcome back to part two of the five-year plan pod special for the Marathon March. I'm here with Mark Silverstein. Stein. This is the only problem here is because Julian sowed the seeds of doubt in my mind. And ever since then, I've been Steining you and I don't know which one to go with. So, Stein. It's always been Stein. It should be Stein. Silverstein, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you. I'm enjoying myself so far.
You are the top individual fundraiser for Palace for Life this year, I believe. Is it every year?
I don't think it's every year. I'm normally high-ish, but this year I have sort of broken through a few records. Yeah, I've had one family member who has been, in particular, who has been extremely generous. So that has pushed me over where I've got to before, which is fantastic.
That's very incredible. Grateful. And it is such an important thing, Palace for Life, isn't it? I mean, it's not only is it a chance to see other Palace fans and spend time talking about your favourite football club, but you're doing something that's good for the community. And as I said on the previous part, you're basically just walking 26.2 miles, whereas Palace for Life are going into communities and doing very important work, aren't they?
They are. And actually, I met one of the people who's actually going in and intervening in with, you know, young people who are possibly going to get into trouble. I met him last week, and amazing work. I mean, it is so important, and it does make a difference. There's no doubt what they do makes a difference. So, yeah, it's definitely a good cause.
And how are you feeling right now?
Right now, fine.
Yeah,
no problem. Speak to me when we're at 19, 20 miles. I might say something different, but at the moment, it's all good.
It's all good. And we've got friends in Sweden as well, haven't we? That are taking part in their own marathon march. They weren't able to get here, but we talked about Eddie Izzard in the first section. Tell us about your friends in Sweden that are doing this.
So Michael and Kent, this is their second year doing the marathon march remotely. Met them the previous year when they did come over for it. They are a couple of very dedicated Palace supporters, it has to be said, and also dedicated supporters of Palace for Life. So they came up with their own idea last year of, we're going to do it remotely, and actually they're doing it again. And I think a few people, including Eddie Izzard, I'd say, are copying their idea. They're great bunch, and they're I think further ahead than us at the moment. They're an hour ahead, so they're probably on the home stretch now.
I wonder if the weather is better in Sweden than it is here with the dampness that we have. But
well, I could probably look at it. They did send me a picture.
Oh, they did. Okay.
So let's see what it looks like. It is.
It looks kind of bright there.
Yeah,
at least.
Yeah.
And there they are, dressed in their Palace kits.
Yeah, they are dedicated Palace supporters.
And they travel over for games, don't they?
Well, they do. You know, when they're able to.
Allowed, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And I think they're absolutely distraught that they're not able to get over to any matches at the moment. But hopefully, if not this season, next season, they'll be back at it. But they can watch them all on television, so they can put up with that.
We're also joined by Olympic medalist Martin Rooney. How are you doing, Martin?
I'm okay. I'm all right. We're still early in the walk, so I think a couple more miles and we'll see how I feel then.
As a 400-metre relay medalist winner, how does it feel walking 26.2 miles compared to running 400 metres?
Well, by now I'd have jumped home, I'd have had a bath. After my 400, it'd have been well done by now. It's... It's just fun. Like, it's nice to have the conversation, chat about Palace rather than dying on the track.
Yeah. It is one of those things that you just end up... Yeah. I mean, this is one of those situations where there's only so much Palace you can talk about. You do end up talking about other things as well, don't you? But it's a chance to meet people and to get to kind of get to know them a little bit more. And I think it's also a way to make friends. I think Mark and I, basically, our friendship has grown through Palace for Life to many ways.
Yeah, definitely. It's I tell you right now, this is my social highlight of the year. Because you get to talk to so many different people, all interested in Palace, all doing a good cause. Fantastic.
And they all have a different kind of experience of Palace. When did you start supporting Palace, Martin?
So I grew up in Thornheath, and probably as like a 4 or 5 year old, like every other kid, you follow football. And my dad, who's not a football fan, he's like, right, we've got to get down to the local club. We'll walk down to Palace. And that was it. Like, I was kind of hooked. It was the noise. It was the, I don't know, simple things like a bird when you're that age.
Yeah.
But like, I've been, for my sins, I'm stuck with them. And it's now I've got to try and pass that on to my kids, who I'm losing heavily. My father-in-law is an old season ticket holder at Old Trafford. And yeah, Ronaldo appeared.
Oh no, he's not bought them shirts, has he?
Yes, he was straight.
Oh no,
my son went to Ronaldo's first game as well, which is kicking the nuts. So it was kind of like, it's going to be interesting. But I'm trying to, I think from afar, trying to get them into Palace. I think my daughter's the next hope.
Yeah, that is the key thing. I think
it fails with the next one.
Here's the thing, though, as well, right? You basically, the way you position it, I think, from what friends have said, is you can support that team, but you won't get to come to watch football with me.
Yeah, and you ridicule them at every opportunity. And like, obviously, it's great at the moment. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's, it's a fountain of abuse. So I'm really enjoying that. But he's only 6. It's probably a limit to the pushing, the bullying I can give him.
You're going to make him cry, and that's not the result you want.
From him in general, because his dad bullied him. No, so it's been for me, I've really enjoyed talking about Palace in a way that, like, I'm a fan who loves Palace, but I'm not, like, it's not religion to me. But it's been nice to hear from other people's views of it, how it feels, how they're happy they are about Vieira coming in. And we were saying it would have been easier if we were playing rubbish, because we could have been all moaning together, but we're all in a good place. Like, the club's doing well. It's got some nice new investors, and there's some new players on the pitch that you're kind of like actually excited to see. You know, it's the brand of football's better.
How far are we doing?
26 miles. Come on, son, in you come. No, it's been good. Like, it's been really good crack. And like, yeah, just getting around. And I think I'm a fan of that we're finishing back at Selhurst Park, because I feel like it's kind of like, it's where Palace for Life and where the community is. It's where the money hopefully will go. And yeah, I feel like it's a great little gesture to be for the fans to be on the pitch and in the tunnel, and it's a great experience. So
yeah, it's absolutely, it is after doing 26.2 miles of walking, to turn that corner onto Holmesdale Road and make your way into the ground.
Yeah.
It is a special feeling. Then you end up coming through the players' tunnel, and that in itself is, it's not something that everyone gets to do. And we will end up doing a lap of the pitch, and that is it's ultra special. It just feels really nice, and it's kind of the access that I don't think a lot of clubs give their fans to be able to do that. That to me kind of speaks volumes about the club that Palace are.
Yeah, I think when I try and sell Palace to like people who aren't football fans, whatever, I said, look, this is a community club. It's not like one of those fake things that say, oh, we do this for the community. It's like, we are run, it's a family club that's run by the community for the community, not a conglomerate that's making money abroad or whatever, you know, and relying on Marcus Rashford to do everything for them. I'm going to just keep bashing Man United. I know my way around that.
One day your son will listen to this and he'll be like...
This is it. But I think it's just a massive privilege for a lot of people to get on the pitch, but get into the stadium that close to the pitch, to be in the changing rooms and stuff, it's exciting. It brings out the child in you. Like, you know, I still enjoy that kind of thing. I still get nervous going into Selhurst Park. So even like to be on the pitch side, you're like, oh, this is cool. Like, this is different. So
it feels really good. Well, Martin, thank you very much. We really do appreciate it. And we'll join us in part 3. I think we're going to talk to Andy and Kevin. So look forward to that.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home.
That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
Welcome back to part three of the five-year plan pod special for our marathon march. I'm here with Andy Street and Kevin Day. How are you guys doing?
Why do you always talk to us in part three when we're 15 miles in?
Because I save the best till last. I did this for you.
When we're grumpy and exhausted. Everyone else, you get...
I did this for you.
You get everyone else after a mile when everyone's still full of energy. Hey, oh, there's a little dog. There's a butterfly. Hey, and now it's... Yeah, all right. No, I'm fine. I'm great. I've got my first blister in 5 years, though. That's really annoying me. But luckily, Chris Grierson's dog took a liking to my bare foot, so that helped.
What about you, Andy? Did you lick Kevin's feet?
Well, I'm not going to pretend that my grumpiness is exclusive to having walked 15 miles, unlike the horrendous liar Kevin Day. But I'm generally okay, thank you.
Good. How are your feet feeling, Andy?
Okay, actually, I bought new trainers this year that I've worn in time and new blister socks, so that's all good. But my feet are hurting now a bit, yeah. And the joints and muscles are getting a bit achy, to be perfectly honest with you. As I say to Kevin, it seems to get that bit more difficult every year as the ages, as the years advance, and the age gets a bit higher.
Welcome to my world, mate.
Yeah, but no, it's all for a wonderful cause, so very worthwhile.
Yeah, the really annoying thing is that all these sun bunnies are really happy now because it's temperatures that should be in June. I was happy this morning when it was foggy and rainy. That was great.
Until your feet got wet.
Until my feet got wet, yeah. Sounds a bit... It's not a proper hard man, is it? Feet got wet in the dew in Lloyd Park as we were struggling to find the signs in the mist. It's not exactly Bear Grylls, is it? I might have to eat my sock off because it's got wet.
There was that one spell where we went through the muddy field and it looked like a scene from the First World War, didn't it? It was...
I've lived in South London all my life. I don't recall ever having seen two giant fields in South London before that, as you say, look exactly like... I mean, it'd be grotesque of us to compare ourselves to those brave young men. But as we slogged across that... Because we were doing things, imagine a machine gun across. Where did those fields come from? Where did Shirley didn't have fields when I was young. But it's been lovely. It's been... Because we're so antisocial, we've tried to keep in a bubble like we did last year rather than talk to everybody, but... We're failing miserably, but it's lovely to talk about. And also, we had a big boost to the energy because everybody's been exceptionally generous. We've had some brilliant donations, and we'd already raised £3,500. But then, totally out of the blue, we got a $10,000 donation on WhatsApp from John Textor, our new investor, which was lovely, with a lovely message of support. But we nearly didn't know. So JD... Bless him, he's not meant for this world really. Nearly got hit by a bus because he stopped in the middle of the road to check the Just Giving page, and you can see him frowning because there was suddenly he just went, oh my god. So that was genuinely exciting, and we'd like to thank him for that, but we'd like to thank everybody else just as much, because whether it's £10 or $10,000, all your donations are welcome, and it does actually make us feel that we're doing it for a reason, and it's all going to the foundation, which is brilliant.
It's been... They make such a difference, don't they? I mean, we've seen during the pandemic that they stepped up, that they, you know, helped to feed people who couldn't feed themselves, and all of these things. This is how a football club like Crystal Palace become a community club like Crystal Palace.
Exactly, and also absolutely. You when you see people, when you people will stop you in the street to tell you what good stuff we're doing, and a lot of the stuff we do isn't visible sometimes, which is a shame. But it's certainly every pound is worth it. Also, getting a donation like that enables us to take the piss out of Streety for being a lawyer and not giving us that much money. Surely he should be just throwing pounds at us. But do you know, the other thing as well that makes a big difference is that we've got some brilliant football to talk about. I'm sure you've mentioned this on the pod before, but this, in previous years, we haven't been able to, basically the first 10 miles was, this is good, isn't it? How well are we playing? New kit, new style, Conor Gallagher, lovely.
It has been. It's been a real positive, hasn't it? I mean, I was talking to JD earlier about the fact that, and Jesse as well, about the fact that this time last year we were coming out of this lockdown and the challenges that they brought, and it was an opportunity for us to just catch up and to spend time with people that we really care for, and spend 9 hours with them, which you never ever get the chance to do. I mean, I don't know how much you enjoy spending 9 hours in Andy's company, but
sometimes that is for a reason. We don't spend 9 hours together, but you best ask Andy that, because he's the little ray of sunshine he's the glue that bonds us together. Andy Street.
Well, usually 9 hours with me cost a significant amount of money. So if I add up for you guys the amount over five marathons worth of 9 hours, then I think you're all heavily in debit there.
He is quite good for free legal advice as well, not that there's one or two of us who need it sometimes.
I'm professionally bound to say it's not advice. It's just...
Oh, goodness. But it has been. It's always a lift. And as you say, the fact that Crystal Palace are playing as well as they are, that it's as entertaining as it is a huge positive, isn't it?
It is wonderful. And it's also, it takes a bit of getting used to. It's because the pattern is setting now. It's like, yeah, you can have the good second half at West Ham and the good performance against Tottenham, and you think, well, we've had games before and we've done well, but then you suddenly think, hang on, we're doing it again week in, week out, and it's just that injection of youth. It's just a fact as well. I've been watching football long enough to tell this is a group of players that are really enjoying playing football. You can sense that, and that's not something you've seen at Palace for a long time. And that's not an implied criticism of Roy Hodgson, because he maybe didn't have the resources he wanted or asked for. But we've got a complete... This is revolution, it's not evolution. Just look at some of the stats. Just hearing Jamie Carragher and Jermaine Jenas talking on TV recently about how much they enjoy watching Palace play. It's like, when did you ever hear that before? You'd get the atmosphere praise, but then, you know, Jamie Carragher's just really... Jermaine Jenas on Match of the Day 2 last week going... They're my favourite team to watch at the moment in the Premier League. Yeah. You're talking about James McArthur as the exemplary Premier League midfielder. It's like you kind of go, what? Who? Us? That's been brilliant.
It all feels a bit foreign though, doesn't it, Andy?
Yeah, it does. You know, Palace playing with the ball, fans not getting upset when the team's made a couple of mistakes, to concede a couple of sloppy goals of late. Change that has so far been positive rather than destructive. As you know, the first marathon march I think must have been 2017, in the midst of the De Boer debacle, it was around the international break when we just lost to Manchester United, I think, or thereabouts, and we'd yet played Chelsea, didn't have any points. And I remember at that march, actually Steve Parrish saying to the fans who were in the pub afterwards how great it was to sort of see fans who were standing behind the club despite things being very difficult at that point. And it's nice that, you know, we're now in a very different spot. Lots has changed with Palace and the world in that time. But
he also put his credit card behind the bar at that first one. That helped.
Yeah, that made everyone very positive.
That's what the why did you have to bring this pod down by referring to two sloppy goals that we conceded late on? This is
look, you need brand consistency. Everyone knows that, and I like to keep it measured.
That sounds like something JD would say. Brand consistency, talking about himself.
The thing is, as well though, Rob, things have been going so well that it came as a relief this morning when we were waiting to leave Sellers Park, and there was a message from the manager, Patrick Vieira, on a big screen, and the sound didn't work. And of course they played it again, so it's like, oh great, we haven't completely changed and become a professional club overnight. I still don't know what he said. I've got no idea what he said. Apparently he took the piss out of Brighty, so everyone's looking forward to hearing what it is.
Bon vacances or something like that, I think.
That is as far as Brighty, yeah. Apparently he cast aspersions on Brighty and his ability to finish the whole walk. But again, that's the sort of thing that, I'm not saying that Roy Hodgson wouldn't have done it, or Alan Pardew certainly would have done it for about 10 minutes and danced at the end of it, but it's just nice that the club are getting that sort of thing worked out as well. And also, we've got a manager now who seems to genuinely understand the club's culture.
Yeah.
And he seems to genuinely enjoy the culture of players. And a manager who's on the training ground all the time. And also, he said all the right things. I love the fact that before the Brighton game, he said, I didn't understand this rivalry completely till I came to this club, and now I've seen all the videos, I've spoken to fans, I know how important it is. It's not just another game. It's like, that's exactly what you want to hear. You don't want to hear a manager going, it's just 3 points, it's not. Yeah. And it's brilliant that he's doing that, and it just seems to be a spring in everybody's step.
Yeah, it has been just, it feels very positive. Obviously everything is caveated, isn't it, Andy? But
well, obviously. Yeah.
Obviously.
It goes without saying, doesn't it?
And it's a marathon, not a sprint. And that's pretty apt, isn't it?
It's quite literally a marathon, not a sprint at the moment, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's obviously, it seems all part of the same set of ideals as well. And, you know, this march, the foundation, is all part of the Palace brand being part of its local community, and we've been past the academy today, which
is great,
hopefully going to harvest more footballing talent for Palace from their local community. We're starting to see some of the fruits of that. We went past the one of the academy teams playing, and you know, Palace has to be at the heart of its academy, to be part of its community, to be a successful club, and stuff like the Marathon March and the foundation are a huge part of that.
Just doing a photo with Jesse at the moment.
Jesse always stops us in tunnels or bridges.
It frames the picture.
Smiled.
It has.
That shows how tired I am. I actually smiled in a photograph.
It's going to be exciting to see the academy opened up. I think officially it's going to be at the end of this month.
We had a foundation meeting there 2 weeks ago. It is. I can remember 5 years ago when it was a couple of portal gabins and a confused security guard and some softball area. It is the most amazing facility. The training pitches are the exact dimensions of Sellers Park. The grass is the exact same length. And these are all professional things that you wouldn't necessarily associate us with as a club.
Yeah.
Even 3-4 years ago. And seeing these state-of-the-art training facilities and seeing Paddy MacArthur in there, these amazing teaching suites. And it's hard to actually think that this is our club.
Yeah,
this is the same club. But I think they're pulling off a difficult balancing act at the moment, which is becoming a proper grown up club with proper grown up facilities, Category 1 training, but still retaining, as Andy said, some of the community feel, the ramshackle feel. It helps because Sellers Park is still a shithole, let's face it, and long may it remain. And long may it remain so. But it is a balancing act, because you'll talk to a lot of fans, like Newcastle fans are about to find this out. I was in Newcastle last week, and I guarantee that in 5 years' time, the same Newcastle fans that were moaning about Ashley and Steve Bruce, in 5 years they'll be moaning about missing the good old days and how these trips to Turkey for the Champions League are not really what we're about, and how they can't get in anymore and they can't afford, because it's very difficult to buy that level of success and keep the old traditional fans on board. It's a bit like this pod and the patrons. You know, you have to keep the traditional supporter on board and not allow the high flying big money spending patrons to dominate the agenda. It's as simple as that. The irony being that they're the only people hearing this, because it's going to be for Patreons only.
No, it's not. It's going to everybody.
Fans can hear it.
The Legacy fans can hear
so
it.
So pleased the Legacy fans can hear it.
Oh, well, I'm out then. I
don't
do things for pay.
But the other thing I was talking to Martin about is the kind of access that Palace offer to Palace fans doing this walk. So by the time we finish, we'll finish at Selhurst Park doing a circuit of the pitch. Yeah. these are not things that you would, I don't think you would do that at another, at other Premier League clubs.
No, I generally think you're right. I don't think you would, and that's part of the excitement, is that, you know, walking 26 miles is hard, but it's genuinely exciting being at Selhurst Park at 7:30 in the morning. It's just being inside Selhurst Park. Any excuse to be in Selhurst Park. And I can't wait. I think we're going to stop off for a quick one at the Dulwich Woodhouse. But
of course.
I can't wait for afterwards when we're back in whatever bar it is we're at Selhurst Park. Because I'll be at Selhurst Park.
Yeah.
And you're quite right. And they do let that. But also simple things like Eddie Izzard is running. She would have finished long ago now. But Eddie wanted to... Originally was going to fly over to do the walk with us, but then couldn't because of work commitment, but decided that she would run it at the same time that we were doing it. Now, there are fans of other clubs who would do that, but yeah, we spoke to Eddie live on the phone. Well, yeah, of course, we've been live. There's no other way of speaking to him, Street, is there, other than live on the phone? But we spoke to Eddie live on the phone. He's running through, she's running through Toronto at 3 o'clock in the morning, Palace shirt. And it's like, she didn't have to do that. She could have sent a check.
Yeah,
and just to keep doing, but that makes you proud. That lifts your spirits. You think he's a Palace fan.
We've got Swedish fans doing the same.
Yeah.
Walking 26.2 miles in Sweden, and all of this it just shows, I think, how much it matters to do this.
Fans of every club will say, yeah, well, our fans are good as well. Yeah, they are, but they're not. We all know it's not the same. We all know we've got the best fans. It's simple as that. Of course, it is. I was saying this to a couple of Geordies last week. It's like they. First, you have to point out to them there are other cities in the country with just one football club in it, for a start off. But it's like they have this, oh, there's no other fans like us. Yes, there are. There's us for a start, as far as I'm concerned, and I will take no argument about this. There's no other fans like Palace fans. There is no argument. Even the Street can't argue with that.
Not well,
publicly,
I mean,
not publicly on a Palace pod, anyways.
I can for the right price.
And he will. But yeah, that's the thing. I mean, getting in an argument with Newcastle fans about just how who's a better fan is a bit of a risky thing to do. Yeah. But I think you would probably be well versed in doing that, Kevin. So fair play to you.
I'm not. I will take on any fan of any club. Liverpool. I had an argument with a girl who was a Liverpool fan yesterday, going, "Your atmosphere is not better than Selhurst Park."
Yeah.
And yes, some brilliant. 1977, it might have been. Against St Etienne with Kevin Keegan or whoever it was, but it's no difference. It's very easy to quieten the fans. At, you know, and there's a, that's the thing, the season before last, when you're only winning 5 home games a season, it's hard to keep the atmosphere going. But it's not just Palace fans in the ground, it's Palace fans outside the ground. I'm always delighted to meet Palace fans anywhere in the world that I go to. There's something about our club and where it is and where it's situated. And I thank my lucky stars I'm a Palace fan. And doing this sort of thing, just our camaraderie is, I'm probably sure there are more imaginative words that a comedian and writer should be able to use, but we're off 17 miles into a walk, so, but the camaraderie has been amazing.
It has. It's been special, hasn't it, Andy?
It has, it always is. I think that you know, the people who come on the Marathon March come on it because they care very deeply about Crystal Palace, and they care very deeply about the foundation. And those two things are obviously symbiotic, but because of that shared love for something and the shared enthusiasm for the good work that the foundation does throughout the community at whose heart Palace sits, yeah, there's always going to be that amazing bond between all the people who walk it. You know, you're never going to struggle for a word, because all you got to do is go, I've forgotten what I'm going to say to this person. Oh, I know, I'll bring up a player from 1998. And then you've got another hour done.
Exactly, it is like that. We're going to take another break. Join us in the next part, where we're going to just drop in the clip of us speaking with Eddie Izzard. And then we might do another part after that, part 5, just to finish off the pod. And check in with people to see how they feel after the walk. Join us then.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
Okay, let's get this cavity filled.
Doctor, I think your tank is leaking laughing gas.
Gas? Did you hear you can save on gas at BJ's Wholesale Club?
Wait, you can save on gas at BJ's?
Yeah, members save on everyday low gas prices.
You gotta be kidding me.
Nope, these savings are no joke.
BJ's, absurdly simple savings. Shop today. Not a member? Go to BJ's.com/simple savings.
That's Lake Ontario in the background.
Nice.
Oh, lovely.
But endless lakes and marinas.
It's just another level of darkness, Eddie. Ali and Ed send massive love.
Mine back to them.
Cool. All right, mate. Let's see you later. JD's going to say hello.
Hey, Eddie. How you doing? You okay?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you getting on?
I'm fine. Tell Mike I got the top, so I've got my top on. I've got my Palace for Life top on, which is
fantastic.
Good. Even what... with my boobs, which is amazing.
Perfect fit. Brilliant.
You told us last year that walking it was harder than running.
I found walking harder because I was using different muscles, and also I was with two of the fastest fucking walkers in the world. Who I think they were kind of pissed off to be walking. They go, fuck it up, we'll get this down and get home and have to do something. You know, so they just went very fast. So I can run it easier than I can walk it. So I'm cheating by running.
Yeah, far easier.
Eddie, have you got a message for everyone walking this year?
Yeah. My message is generally, it's a beautiful thing that's happening. Me and my aunt and uncle used to live on Whitehorse Lane, number 177. And it's beautiful for any of us, all of us, to give back to the kids growing up in South London. I just think it's wonderful. So... I want to be out here running every year that I can, and I'm in Toronto, and so I can't be there, so I'm running at 3 a.m. We started, it's 4 a.m. now, I'll just keep running until I get it finished. As people go by, hi mate.
Brilliant.
Yeah, everyone's being very nice, but I'm hardly meeting anyone, because it's a nice, quiet marathon that I'm doing, but yeah. Good luck to everyone, and I'll see you at the finish.
Thanks,
Eddie.
Good luck,
Eddie. Thank you.
Eagles,
thank
Eagles, Eagles. Bye, Eddie.
Love you, Eddie.
Welcome back to the final part of the five-year plan pod special for the Marathon March. We're knackered, aren't we, JD?
Yeah. I can't even talk. My whole body is seized up. My legs feel like concrete. My brain feels like jelly, and my back feels like a mess. But we are still going. We are walking down... Oh, what hill was this? The hill towards Crystal Selhurst? I don't know where we are. But we are not far away at all. So, yeah, we're in the final mile, I think, now. So, yeah, it's been... last year, definitely felt like this was quite easy, and I think I've sort of, like, trauma-blocked the memory out a little bit, because this feels... Yeah, this feels really, really horrible. But... aided very much by the kind donations from our followers. We've had so many donations. We've absolutely smashed through our target. We're going to raise the most ever, and every single donation from everyone we really appreciate. I think we've had over 130 donations so far. It's mad. So that genuinely, every time I get a little email, a little pop-up saying someone's donated, it gives us a boost to keep going. So yeah, thank you so much for everyone that's donated. And if you haven't yet and you've enjoyed this pod, then please do as well. But yeah, we're nearly there. How are you feeling?
I'm okay. A little bit blistered on my foot. The arches of my feet are burning, which is usually a bad sign.
It's not a good sign, no.
But it's felt really nice. Like, it's felt like a good walk. Like, I think last year it felt just exhausting, and I think that was because we'd spent such a long time in lockdown and hadn't really had as much chance to exercise.
Yeah.
But this just feels better. I don't know. It's been really positive. The only thing I will say, the final mile, the final last, like the last hill that we had to climb was brutal.
Yeah.
Like,
Felt like it could have been avoided.
Here's the problem. Anytime you have to go through Crystal Palace, you have to climb a hill to do it. Yeah. You just do. So it's one of those things. It's very disappointing that was the experience we had, but we're on the way downhill. Yeah. We're going to be at Selhurst Park soon enough, and we'll be done. I just want to say thank you to all of our, as you said earlier, all of our sponsors. It really has been very, very...
Well, it's been humbling, really, isn't it?
It has.
Overwhelming.
But if you do get the chance, please do donate. We are going to be posting our donation page on Twitter and Facebook.
Do you want to hear the link?
Yeah, go on.
justgiving.com/fundraising/FYP Marathon March 2021.
So yeah, please do donate. And we'll be very grateful, and so will Palace for Life and all the people there whose lives they touch in South London.
So do you want to hear the numbers? I think we've done, this isn't confirmed, but judging from what Martin said earlier, I think we've done probably over 50,000 steps, probably. And I think we've done 3,000 calories. So it's been pretty brutal. We should say a big thank you to Martin Rooney for joining us earlier. He was fantastic company along for a big stretch of it. Absolutely top man, huge Palace fan. So thank you so much for him for joining us on the pod and on the walk.
Mark Silverstein as well.
Good old Mark. I mean, Mark always raises loads of money for the foundation on these things. So yeah, absolute top man, Mark, and his mate Julian as well. Lovely people along the walk. It's been brilliant, really. So thanks to everyone. Obviously, Kevin, Andy and Jesse as well for, you know, just being the sort of lads where you can just walk in silence, and that's okay because we've needed a lot of that.
We did. Well, thank you guys. Look forward to a podcast. I think JD, you're going to be doing one next week, maybe.
Yeah.
And then obviously the post-match pod after the Arsenal game as well. So we look forward to chatting then. Have a good one. Bye bye.
It's time to get your checking account to zero with free checking from PenFed. That's zero ATM fees, zero balance requirements, and zero time spent waiting for your paycheck to direct deposit because you can receive it up to 2 days early. Open your account with just $25 and see how big zero can be. Apply online today at PenFed.org/free checking. Early direct deposit eligibility may vary between pay periods and timing of payer's funding. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Podcast Network.